welcome to the Country Caribbean Podcast, the mind of a Caribbean American. Welcome back. With me today, I have my friend Gerard.
Hi.
And how you been?
I've been good, hanging in there.
Hanging in there. How's your week been? How's your quarantine been?
What quarantine? I'm still making money.
Okay, a little hustling. So, all right, speaking of money, it's been a discussion lately revolving around vacations. And it's like, who pays for the vacation? Who doesn't pay for the vacation? A lot of people are like, well, this one girl was like, if I'm on vacation, I'm not doing something because I'm tired from reaching into my wallet to pay half for the vacation. And with that topic, I don't see the big deal, but some people do see a big deal if, like, you're with someone and you make them pay half for vacation.
The way I look at it with that particularly, is it all depends on what type of relationship it is.
That's what I'm saying.
because financially, it could, like, a relationship can kind of change, mm-hmm. As far as who does what. Because, if anything can happen. Right. Yes, the man is the breadwinner, but, what happens if that man loses his job or is put on some type of suspension? Yeah. It would force the woman to step up and take some responsibility until the man gets back on his feet. And something like that, it depends on what do y'all agree on.
Right.
Some people say 50-50. Some people say the man should go on and the man is the man.
I feel as though with vacations, vacations are pretty, right now, low-key, vacations are pretty cheap. It depends on where you want to go. I know if someone is like, hey, if you say, oh, you're going to take me on vacation, I'm expecting you to, handle all of that and whatnot. And other people are like, oh, I don't see no problem with putting in money on a vacation that I'm going on. And one person was like, oh, if I have to pay half to go on vacation with my man, that's not a vacation, that's a girl's trip. I don't know. With that, I'm not a person that's like, oh, you need to pay everything if you're taking me on vacation. Because it's like, see, I'm single. So if one of my little boo things talking about taking me on a vacation, I'm expecting him to handle that. But if I'm in a relationship, then of course, like, me and the person I'm in a relationship with, we're gonna talk it over. But if it's just one of my little boo friends or little whatever, I'm expecting them to pay for it. Because it's like, you said you're taking me on vacation. Because me, I don't have plans on going nowhere. So it's like, I could kind of see where people are coming from. Because it's like, if I didn't have plans to go nowhere, why do I have to pay money and stuff? I don't know. That one is tricky for me. I kind of disagree, but then I see both sides.
I see both sides, but I don't agree with both sides.
Right.
I'm more so, if it's a planned trip.
Yeah.
Then I think both should put in for it. Because once you're on the trip, you're not thinking about how much you spent. You're thinking about right. How you're going to enjoy yourself.
I know. When I went on my girl's trip, money wasn't like, no, wasn't nobody tripping over money. Like, oh my God, I paid you. Like, no, we were all like, oh, we all put it on gas. We all put it, we all put it on food, but that's stamps. But y'all put it on gas and just anything extra. I know when it came to liquor, we all wanted different stuff, so we all paid for our own liquor. But it wasn't no tit for tat or, oh, I paid this, or, oh, I'm always giving money. It wasn't nothing of that. But I feel as though you should not get with somebody that is very, that's how I feel. If I'm with someone, I want someone that's going to be, tripping all the time and whatnot. So, if you're with someone that actually cares about you, then arguing over who's gonna pay for the vacation, who's gonna pay for this, it wouldn't even be that. And I'm like, dang, what type of people these people be getting with, where it's like y'all arguing and whatnot about vacations? That's just me. But I wouldn't know until I get to that point in my life. But right now it's like, I'm gonna stay away from that.
She over here talking like she 15.
What you mean? I'm gonna say because I never thought about that when it came down to vacations and whatnot. But it's like, shit, if we both getting our money, it don't matter who pay for it, because look,
The point is enjoying yourself.
Exactly. You
know, enjoying being there together.
Now, me, if I wasn't making, if I was like scraping for pennies and whatnot, I would be like, oh, why do I have to pay for half of the vacation? Why? Yeah, I would be like that, but I'm not scraping for pennies. If it's like, oh, it's how much? I know one guy, he was talking about, one guy we speaking to every here and there. He was talking about a trip and whatnot. He told me about it, but he didn't say nothing about like, I need money by this day or none of that stuff. But I don't know. But one thing I had gotten to, this was like a couple of weeks ago, and I know I was talking about like relationship stuff with this one girl, and she was like disgusted when I was like, oh, I'm gonna go where I'm wanted, or I don't really trip about who, the background of a person that I date. And then it was a whole like, oh, can't be pro-black, or you're a traitor, or it just went into a whole thing. And I kind of see where she's coming from when it comes to like dating outside of your race, about you're a traitor or something like that. But I feel as though it doesn't make me any less black.
Yeah.
It don't make me any less black if I date, because that person could leave me tomorrow and I'm still be black. So I can understand where a person's like, oh, you can't claim to be pro-black. But to tell someone they can't speak on black issues, it's kind of like, like, the person I'm dating does not eliminate my blackness at all. Shoot, they be telling people who are, like, of different, like, black non-Americans, they be telling them, like, oh, you can't speak on black issues. But it's like, I grew up in America just like y'all. Like, people that move here, they're like, I'm still black. But with the whole interracial dating thing, like, I never have a problem with it. I used to date outside my race. I'd never been with white boys. That's another thing. I'd never been with white boys. So it's like, when people hear interracial dating, they automatically assume black and white. And it's like, no, ma'am. Like, I've seen articles that's talking about why black women should date white men. And I'm like, ugh. Could that make you, to be honest, not to be, like, rude or anything, but I like, it's like, that type of articles be like, ugh, because it's like, that makes it seem like that's the only option.
Me personally, like you said, who you're with doesn't decrease or expand what race you are.
Yeah.
It's something that, I mean, if you're born with it, you're born black, you're born Hispanic, born white, born whatever race you come into, that's you.
Hispanic is not a race. Nah, I continue. I'm just saying, like, that's the culture.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But anyway, my point being, you're born into whatever race you came into.
Right.
Nobody can
take that from you.
Yeah. So, I understand why people do go into other races, because especially with the black race.
Yeah.
I feel like with black people in relationships, relationships aren't valued the way they used to be.
Also, I want to add, Gerard is a black man. But no, I'm just saying, like, when black people is like, oh, we all we got and stuff. I mean, I'm neutral in this, because, you want to get with another black person because y'all understand each other's struggle and whatnot. But sometimes people take that to the advantage. And basically, what I was told as a black girl, it was like, oh, no white boys. A lot of black girls are told that, ain't nobody gonna love you or appreciate you the way a black man would. And, that's true. I was gonna say kind of true.
No, it's not.
So, I'm saying that's what we were told. And it was a lot of, like, fear put into us that, oh, if you date outside your race, they ain't gonna love you. It's probably gonna be a fetish. Or they probably just want biracial children, you know, they probably don't really care about you. They ain't going to accept you. So it's like that fear put into black girls to where it's like you have to be with a black man. I've seen discussions where it's like, do black women own black men? Like, do they have to date each other? And that person made very, very valid points. I'm going to share that video. But that person made very valid points and stuff where it's like, don't nobody own nobody. So that made a lot of people mad, but it was like, it's kind of true though. Like, you could go where you like, go where you're wanted. Like, if it's another black person, yeah. If it's not another black person, that's cool. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, everybody has the right to be whoever, be with whoever they want to be with.
Yeah, it's all about character. People think it's all about character. Mm-hmm. But I can see from like the past and stuff that a lot of people are very against it, just basically off of what they were told. History, you know, mm-hmm. We all know history and stuff. And it's like, okay, cool, bet. I know that you do have your percentage of people who are, you know, they actually like black people, not because, not, you know, not to be on the good side, but, you know, they actually like black people, they kick it with them. Shoot. It's a lot of younger people who are calling out their family members for being, you know, racist and just being so hateful and stuff and getting kicked out because they're like, you know, I can't be in this hateful ass family. Like, y'all are annoying. Like, this shit is tiring. But based off of history, I mean, people been dating outside their race forever and we still have a black community. We still have bliggity black people.
Exactly.
So I understand, like, the where people talk about, oh, we're being erased and whatnot, but people have been dating outside of race forever. So, and we still have black people who have two black parents. I can understand the confusion and whatnot because, let's be honest, like, people are just going to date outside their race because they don't like themselves. And they're going to keep making biracial kids who are confused. So, people keep thinking that, oh, that's going to keep happening. But from what I've seen, when black women, like, have black biracial children, the kids know who, like, they don't have identity issues. From what I've seen, they don't have identity issues. Or, like, if the mom has black friends, her kids don't have identity issues and whatnot. It's always, like, the people who, you know, they don't like themselves, you know, they surround themselves around non-black people because they don't really like themselves like that. Who their kids end up having identity issues. Then you have Doja Cats out here who are like, oh, I hate this, I hate that. You know, growing up with a hateful parent.
Mm-hmm.
Because dating outside your race, having biracial kids, it's not going to end racism. Like, racist people have biracial kids, have half black kids all the time. They be having sex with black people all the time. So that's one thing people think, like, oh, because somebody is dating outside, like, this, or if a white person is dating a black person, or if an Asian person is dating a black person, and so on, that, oh, they don't, you know, that they, oh, they must like black people. No, like, maybe they just like that one black person. And to be honest, I wanna, there's a lot of myths that, oh, you know, if you date outside your race, you're going to get a happily ever after. No, you're not. You are not, because, listen, there's dusties, there's fuckboys, there's broke boys, you know, there's manipulators, there's abusers in every single community. So the fact that a lot of women think that, oh, you know, I'm going to get my happily ever after, it's like false. And also, when I be seeing, like, girls be like, oh, I got one black relationship left in me, or I'm gonna go get me a white man, those girls are never gonna date outside their race. They're not. So I constantly see people fall into that because I feel as though, like, girls, like, they say that to tell men, like, hey, you know, y'all better tighten up, y'all better get it together, or, you know, I'm threatening you by saying I'm gonna go date a non-black man. Really, I just want you to get it together. So that kind of causes, like, drama between people. Because, to be honest, if you see, like, a black girl stand too close to a man, like, outside of her race, like, so many, like, people be so quick to throw out, like, oh, she's this, she's this and that, she's kind of with Megan. I know Megan, like, I remember she took a video with her, and I forgot that dude's name. He was another artist, but he was like a white guy. And people started sharing pictures of, like, slaves and, like, masters and, like, servants and stuff. And it was, like, that was so confusing because it's, like, you know, it's a lot of hate when a black girl dates outside her race. But when a black man dates outside his race, it's, like, oh, you know, maybe he really likes her. People date for character. So it's, like, how do you... Do you be seeing that?
Yeah.
You do?
The way I look at things is, let's stick with black and white for a second.
Yeah.
A black fuckboy and a white fuckboy does not stop neither one of them from being a fuckboy just because they're black or white.
Right.
I think what people start to recognize is that they have a different set of habits that some people are just more comfortable with, you know, with that white fuckboy. Sometimes just because you're a fuckboy, that means you still don't got your shit together.
Right.
I mean, I'm not justifying the fuckboyness.
Yeah.
But I'm giving an example. I'm not speaking down on black fuckboys either. You can be a flat.
Can't get a word out of your mouth.
A black fuckboy all you want.
Yeah.
But, you know, your habits might not be as in order as the white fuckboy.
Yeah, it's all about, like, I mean, yes, there's a difference, like, because we all grow up different. Mm-hmm. And we all know that, you know, systematic and, you know, generational wealth and whatnot. But you have people... Like, the thing is, it's just a lot of scaring that is put into, I mean, I understand, like, you know, you want somebody that looks like you, you want your kids to look like you, but there's a lot of scaring because sometimes people date outside their race with these expectations, and when that person doesn't live up to their expectations, they're like, oh, don't do it. You know, I've been seeing videos lately of girls are like, oh, my boyfriend is racist and whatnot, and it's like... pretends to be shocked, but I'm starting to see a lot of videos where, like, oh, my boyfriend is racist and we've been together for this amount of years and something. So where they're like, oh, we started talking about Black Lives Matter and everything that's going on in the news and I just found out he's racist. But then that made me sit back and think, like, so didn't nothing, like, give you hints that, you know, this person was this way? And that's the thing. A lot of people, they let certain stuff slide.
They disregard their habit.
Yeah, they let it slide. They don't think too much into it. So when you marry this person, you have kids with this person, you're like, oh my God, I didn't know this person was this evil. This person's calling my child a porch monkey or some shit like that. But yeah, porch monkey, that is a term, like. So they're like, you know, they're trying to expose their spouse, their ex, for being racist or whatnot. But it's like, sometimes you let those little jokes slide. Because I doubt a racist person is going to hold in what the fuck they got to say for years. I mean, unless money is involved. You know, some of them hold it in real tight. But I'm just saying, like, for, you know, the everyday joke and whatnot. But if a dude, I remember I dated this Dominican guy, and he was saying, like, of course, you know, me, I didn't think too much about it. I'm like, oh, they ain't got nothing to do with me. But I kept peeping that every time he talked a certain way about people, it was dark-skinned people and stuff. So I was just like, you know, it's like, bro, like, you're making me uncomfortable. Of course, I left him, of course, but... But he kept talking about, I used to think that, like, oh, he just had beef with, you know, because it was other dudes he was talking about. But then once he started talking about the women, and then he was like, oh, no, you different, baby, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, no, I got to get the fuck out of here. And then also, it was a whole bunch of other stuff. But, you know, just stuff like that. Like, let's say I just stayed with him. You know, I let that certain stuff slide. I'm like, oh, yeah, those people do be acting ghetto. They be do be acting. And then I end up having kids with him, and my kids come out looking like me. And then, like, I'm around his family and stuff. Because I know his mom made comments, too, but they were in Spanish. But I didn't peep it till later on, you know, after you translated. So if I started being around his family and whatnot, you know, they started making jokes on my brown-skinned children or just me being their brown-skinned mom. I can't really go be out here trying. I mean, yes, I can be like, oh, you know, blah, 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 family being blah, blah, blah. But, you know, if I let those jokes slide and whatnot, now it's like, you're in a sticky situation when you could have just... And I know many people are like, oh, it's easier said than done to leave. But it's like, I can't give up. Like, I can't give that up to be... Like, to be honest, I feel like that's, like, kind of desperate. Or, like, or you just don't care. Like, you don't think about the consequences until, like, later.
Well, I think that's a lot of people these days.
Yeah.
They don't think of... It's because you're so set in the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, you're enjoying the moment. You don't want to think of the possibility that that moment might not last. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I feel like once it gets to that point, they don't necessarily know how to handle it, period, because they have not set themselves up to think, what if this happened?
Yeah.
What if that
They don't happened? Think ahead. Ooh, child. Mm-hmm. The way my anxiety is set up, I'm always thinking ahead. Like, I'm always preparing for stuff that might not even happen. I'm always preparing for stuff that might not happen.
I don't prepare for the next 10 years.
Who you telling? Child. I don't know. Like, I see both sides because I know I constantly, because I be on Facebook. That's where I get most of my ideas from. So I constantly see, like, people are like, oh, you know, you can't be pro-black and date outside your race because pro-black is
about the justice of our race.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with who we're dating.
But it's so funny because many pro-black men date outside their race. Like, the ones who constantly preaching, they be having that little boo hiding in the corner somewhere. Or a lot of them are like pro.
I get that, but that shouldn't matter.
It shouldn't.
It should. Well, I mean, come on, like, pro-black and you're dating, they don't even have nothing to do with each other.
Right. I try not to compare race to sexuality, but it's like, that's like me saying, I try so hard not to compare it because, you know, it's two different things. Mm-hmm. But that's like me saying that, oh, because a man dates another man, oh, he hates women.
No.
Yeah. So I understand. Like, it's a weird.
Another man, because he just.
That's what attracted to.
Yeah.
It's a weird comparison, but because they're two different things. But you know, that's how it is. Like me dating. All right, I'm gonna use me as an example. I dated mostly black men. I dated like an Asian guy. Cause I never dated a white boy. I mostly date outside my culture, like, you know. Trini, Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, Panamanians, you know, a couple of people from different African countries. So I mostly date outside of my culture.
Global.
International, baby. I mostly date outside my culture because, you know, it's very interesting and whatnot. And a lot of Latinos I date are, like, black. So it's like, it's not really like I'm dating. I've never been with a white boy. I probably, like, this white boy wanted to talk to me, but he was, like, white, and he was, like, white Puerto Rican. So he was still, like, different. I think his mom was white, but he used to say the N-word a lot, and I'm like, no, ew, don't touch me. Like, because I couldn't do that. But that's the most of anything. Because when people hear interracial, they just think black and white. And, you know, and we all know the beef between black and white people, so. But, I mean, I'm not gonna, like, talk nobody into it. But it's just, like, I don't know. Like people don't have to be rude about it.
I think one of the reasons why racism is such a big thing.
Yeah.
Is because people are letting racism be relevant still. If you show no attention towards racism, I'm not saying
I'm not saying ignore it,
but stop putting so much energy into it. being offended, giving it if you are.
But I mean, I feel like,
I understand what happened in the past.
Yeah. I mean, people have rights to their feelings, but it's deeper than just like, oh, you know, you N-word. It's like, it has stuff to do with the system, and it's why, you know, it has something to do with education, housing, even if you like, if all the people who are like being straight, just, oh, I don't like your black skin, it's still like, it's in the education, it's in the housing.
It involves white privilege.
It's in the workplace, mm-hmm. all that stuff. It's even when you go to the freaking bank, like it's so much deeper than that. Cause like, yes, we can, and I understand what you're saying. Like, yeah, you know, being offended and whatnot, but you could choose, I don't know, I feel as though if it gets to the point where it's in my face, like you're trying to fight me, and I'm gonna whoop your ass. But if you're just sitting up there, you know, yelling, like, you know, pay those people no mind, you know, just block, delete, report, because it's deeper than just somebody yelling in your face, oh, you know, mm-hmm. I don't like your black skin and stuff. So I understand what you mean. I think it's just the delivery.
It's how you present. Presentation goes so far. How you say things, how you show things, and people. I don't think people these days understand the level of effectiveness mm-hmm. that presentation holds.
Yeah,
and also whoever it comes from.
Yeah, like, you can understand, because me, I try to get the message without, like, focusing too much on the delivery. But it's so crazy how some people are so against interracial dating, but, like, when biracial people are like, oh, I'm too black for my white side, I'm too white for my black side, they're like, oh, I feel emotions.
there was Cardi B.
Yeah, oh, God.
People did not know she was her race.
To be honest, I think she's multiracial, because if you look deep into, like, you know, the background of a lot of Latinos, Hispanics, you know, whichever one people want to be called, they're mixed up with so much stuff to where they just go by their ethnicity. They don't really go by race. Mm-hmm. Unless, you know, but a lot of them, like, fill out white, because to be honest, they're multiracial. So it's like they're not just one race. I mean, you could tell who is black, you could tell who is white, but then when you come to like the Cardi B's, it's like you look kind of black, but there's still something else in there. So, you know, and with her claiming to be black, it does start problems, because she thinks that, and with more people like them, they're like, oh, well, I'm black, so, you know, I could say very things that are very hateful and stuff, because I'm black too, it's jokes, blah blah blah. But it's like, no, because that's another theory I have with black Americans and like black non-Americans, is that the reason why, you know, there's another level of the beef that some of them have, they feel as though it's like loyalty. So it's like, if something goes down, you know, they feel like, a lot of black Americans feel like, you know, Caribbean people, Africans, and black people in other countries are going to choose themselves. They're not going to decide.
So they're loyal to a war?
No, they're loyal to themselves. That's my theory. It's a theory, or a conspiracy theory. It's a theory that if shit goes down, you know, Caribbeans are going to be loyal to other Caribbeans, Africans are going to be loyal to other Africans, and black people.
They're loyal to a war.
What do you mean a war?
Because of whatever race they are, there's a war going on.
War? Yeah. Wait, hold up. Well, I'm finding this out.
Especially between the blacks and the whites.
I know, but I'm talking about like the blacks and the other blacks.
But if there's still a war, because it's like we have a black and a white war, mm-hmm. and we have a black and a black war.
Yeah.
And I feel like people are trying to figure out what they're in the mental state of what side they think they're gonna fall on.
Yeah, but I feel as though, because I've seen this growing up, I constantly see the disconnect. And it's like, for Black Americans to say that, oh, Africans and Caribbeans aren't Black, and it's like,
wait, what?
Yes, there's been people who said that, oh, Africans and Caribbeans aren't considered Black. They're not Black. Of course, they're not Black American because, you know, the culture, but they're still Black. We all still have African freaking blood in us. To say that, I don't know. It's just the Blackness police. And that's why I kind of just, I say it. Like I said, you stay out of certain stuff because you're like, you know, I'm not going to entertain that because y'all don't know what the hell y'all talking about. I wouldn't say y'all don't know what y'all talking about, but it's just that, why are you trying to tell people their Blackness? Like, I know when I used to start talking about, oh, I'm proud to be Jamaican, or when I was talking about stuff related to Jamaicans, people were like, oh, you know, you want to be everything but Black. But it's like, I'm still Black. It's just I'm Black with a different culture. So that's why a lot of people are like, oh, you're not going to be loyal to Black Americans because you have this other side. That's why a lot of people have beef with biracial people, because when biracial people entertain or bring up their other side, they're like, like, you know, because it, like I said, it's a whole bunch of fear put into people. Like, when somebody dates outside their race, it's like, okay, you know what, then people ain't gonna like you because you're Black and stuff. And then when they have these biracial kids, they're like, you know, those people are not going to accept you because you have a Black parent. So you might as well just claim Black and ignore your other side. But when people decide to embrace both of their sides, and this is even deeper than biracial people, like if I decide to embrace being Black American and being Caribbean with the Jamaican and the other islands and stuff, it's like, why can't people be both? So that's why, even with Cardi B, like, people want Cardi B to pick a side. And I don't, to be honest, I'm not even going
to, it's not their decision to make.
Exactly. So if she wants to embrace being Dominican, being Trinidadian, and being American, she could do that. Mm-hmm. Now, the whole Black thing, I don't know. Like, to be honest, I don't know. That's a whole nother thing.
I think it's not her embracing Black, it's her embracing hood.
Yeah, she's from the hood. So that's another thing as well. So people are like, oh, if you're from the hood, you're Black. And it's no. Like, no. Stop. Like, I hate it when people try to, like, hood struggle equals Blackness. No, it doesn't. Because I think that's a way to divide people who didn't grow up in the hood and didn't grow up having to struggle. That's why the whole spoon-fed thing. Ooh, I'm going to talk about spoon-fed next week. But with the whole spoon fed thing, like, oh, you grew up in a two parent household. Your parents bought you a car. Your parents paid for your college. Your parents paid for your first apartment. You know, you can't relate. You know, it's not saying you can't relate. They just be like, oh, you're not Black. Right. It's like, I don't know. I think all of this probably wouldn't be a problem if 400 years ago, you know, all that trading, slavery, all that discrimination, all that stuff. So now people are trying to hold on and trying to, like, just a whole identity thing. Like, trying to figure out, like, who am I? That's just it. So it's very confusing, even though it could all be so simple. But people make it more confusing than what it is. Because I'm starting to, as a Caribbean, I'm starting to see more, like, hate being thrown towards Caribbean people. And I'm like, dang, so when we were quiet, you know, when people weren't, like, really low-key, when people were low-key with their background, you know, wasn't nothing said. So now that people are talking about their background more and sharing more about their background, it's like a whole bunch of hate. I'm like, where is all this coming from? It's this one person on Twitter. He stayed coming for West Indian people. And I'm like, dang. What did they do to make this nigga that mad? So it's just like, it's very interesting. That's why I try to take a break.
I mean, some people just don't like different. People that are different. Yeah, people that are different. You know?
It's like, how dare you be in more than one space?
I never really understood that. Yeah. People just don't like people who are different or not like them.
So, see, the reason I love Atlanta, because you could be different, and everybody's like, okay. That's it. Everybody's like, okay.
In Atlanta, being different, that's the thing.
Yes.
You know, that being you is the thing. But now, we still have our little nicks and crannies.
Yeah.
But, you know, overall, I mean, Atlanta, they're known for being different.
See, that's why I love Atlanta. Like, everybody's just so supportive. Like, I mean, I knew people when I came up here, but now that, you know, my people are moving or everybody's doing their own things, I'm still, like, just support from strangers and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just so nice. Like, I'm still, like, how long I've been here? I've been here for almost 5 years. So, like, you know, I'm still speaking to people that I've known since, like, probably, like, my first year, second year being here. It's just, like...
Me.
Exactly. So, you know, to, like, create a whole different life. Because me, I was nervous when I came to Atlanta. Because it's like, dang, am I going to make friends? You know, or should I just focus on working? But I was like, you know, I want to do stuff when I'm not at work. I want to do stuff when I'm not with my sister and her friends. So, to be able for that to happen, I'm like, yay. Because adult friendships are hard. Especially because, since everybody has their different views.
Yeah, it's just, it's that the quality of people. Yeah. But also something, you know, these days, in general, all over the world, to me, the person, that first appearance, mm-hmm. Is not always the person they are.
Right.
And then when you get to know the person, you know, they show you a whole different side or a whole other person. Mm-hmm. You know, or they turn around and show you a whole another 50 people in their head.
But that's one thing I like. Like, you don't have to stay around these people. Like, if you're like, oh, this person is making me uncomfortable, or, oh, you know, I don't like this space, you can just go on to the next one. Mm-hmm. And people ain't going to be mad. People ain't going to cut you out or none of that. They're like, okay. So, you know. So, that's why I'm like, dang, do I want to settle down in Atlanta? Or do I want to go somewhere? I'm a country person. But I just like how supportive Atlanta is, though.
I mean, I have thought about moving from Atlanta.
What?
Nothing's wrong with Atlanta. It's just when you're born somewhere, yeah, you don't want to stay there. I wasn't born necessarily in Atlanta, but I was born in Georgia, and it was kind of close to Atlanta.
I was raised in Georgia. I've been here since I was like, what, 2-3 years old? No, 3-4 years old. So I've basically been here, basically almost like I was born, kind of.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I want to go somewhere where I get a different demeanor from the people.
What that supposed to mean?
A different vibe, basically.
Like, not, because you're so used to Georgia, you're like, dang, you know, I want something different. If anything, I'll probably go to one of the Carolinas. Or Virginia? Nah.
Nah.
That's the thing when you're trying to decide. You're like,
I want to go to Florida.
Oh my God, everybody's been moving to Florida.
Heck, all the Florida's coming here.
I don't know what's going on, but thank you for joining me.
And nice to meet you all. I'm going to be back, don't worry.
Okay, and be back talking your shit. So thank you for joining me. Also, thank you for listening to the Country Crewman Podcast. I've been your host, A. Lynn, and I will talk to you in the next